And actually, we did ask the audience whether they use targeted therapy in patients with BRAF mutant disease, and the vast majority do. And I think the most common answer was exactly what you were just talking about, the regimen of irinotecan with EGFR antibody vemurafenib. Can you talk about your clinical experience, both with efficacy, but particularly toxicity? You got some pretty dermatologic toxic issues here.
And that's the issue. I mean, you combine an EGF receptor inhibitor with a BRAF inhibitor, especially vemurafenib generates photosensitivity, which is one of the first generation BRAF inhibitors, which has fallen out of grace in the melanoma world, you know, so we're not using vemurafenib a lot anymore. So it gave vemurafenib a second life. Probably not the best BRAF inhibitor there is. What I have more experience with is the combination, which was mentioned, the Beacon study, which is the EGF receptor inhibitor, cetuximab, then the BRAF inhibitor encorafenib, and binimetinib is a MEK inhibitor, which really tries to interfere with the biology of BRAF V600E mutant tumors. Now, the interesting thing is when you combine a MEK inhibitor and an EGF receptor inhibitor, you actually see decreased skin rash. You know, so the skin toxicity actually goes down because some of the skin rash was actually mediated by a paradox, a redundant pathway activation after EGF receptor blockade, and which can be then mitigated by a MEK inhibitor.
That's interesting. You mentioned the encorafenib and binimetinib, and I think I remember hearing that that maybe is a little better tolerated.
Yes, it is better tolerated. I mean, you still have the MEK inhibitory side effects, which is the retinal dysfunction. There's some kind of blurry vision for some time. There's also a MEK potential cardiotoxicity. But overall, binimetinib and encorafenib have shown to be very well tolerated. And it's one of the new regimens in melanoma, which then made it into the colorectal cancer world.